Danielle Davis.
I'm Shannon Kessler.
And we are your girlfriend's guide to Formula One racing. And it's a Monday.
This is the Mondayest Monday that ever Mondayed, Danielle. And, you know, I thought the USGP was giving us everything that we wanted.
It did give us a lot.
It gave us an exciting quali. It gave us a good sprint. It gave us a snoozy beginning, but also came back with some flair and some flips and some bigger-than-life Texas attitude. And then
I can't.
We woke up.
Okay, well, I'm not going to lie. The full race on Sunday was just a two thumbs down for me from the jump. Because, you know, bad things were happening for Sweet Charles from the start. And it only went downhill. And then when I thought it had gotten, I thought I had reached rock bottom. But I was wrong.
And then we opened up a new portal that transported us into some really obscure hole. We were like, what is this? Where are we? I don't know.
Wherever I was, I don't want to be there.
No, and I'd like to get out ASAP.
And I think this is the closest I've felt to you post
Abu Dhabi.
Because I just was like, I have nothing left to give. Like this, and I can't even imagine if I was actually Charles Leclerc or if I was actually like a friend of Charles Leclerc. Like if I'm very invested in this sweet, sweet man. And I'm so far away. I'm so removed. If I was actually like 1 degree of separation from him, I would be fighting in the streets.
I mean, you're ready to fight in the streets now. And you're like 7 degrees from Charles Leclerc.
Actually, we're only 1 degree because we know Katie George and Katie George knows
Charles
Leclerc.
Okay, see, now it's time. Let's get
the pitchforks.
Get our fighting leathers. Here we go.
Where can I show up? Where can I send a letter? I need to send some to Ferrari. I need to send so many to Ferrari. Why don't they love him?
I don't know. Have you seen, I posted this on our stories, but it's like, how are you dealing with everything? He said, I stopped thinking. Because when I start thinking about things, it makes me very sad. And I was like, that is the bleakest coping mechanism I've ever seen. But my heart broke. When he said that, he's like, I can't think anymore.
Been saying that all season that like he needs a hug, but like now he just needs to be on a watch. Like, calls like
24
hours. Check in with Charles Leclerc, everyone. Yeah. I can't.
Also, check in on your Ferrari fans and your Lewis gals and guys, because we're unwell.
We're not okay.
My shirt says Lewis, but my heart says broken. Okay, broken.
I had really mentally given up on this race at like lap 36. I just was like, I'm going to keep watching it. But
I was invested in this race because it looked like there was potential for Mercedes. And Mercedes was doing a good run. And like the combat that George was doing back in his places, I was getting very nervous that he was going to take that car and ram it into somebody's tailpipe. And I was like, for the love, George, like, please stop. I mean,
should we start at the very beginning? Should we start?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I even made a whole outline and we were like, nope, we'll just use that.
We'll just go.
just go.
Okay. I, once again, I'm going to draw my line. I'm firmly aligned with Fernando Alonso. I don't like this format. And I say it again for the record. Everyone's like, we know, we don't care. Thanks a lot, Danielle. I like the amount of racing we're getting, but this penalty at the end of the race just proves that we need more practice time. Like they just throw them in the car and they're like, let's start racing.
Yes. What this penalty also creates is the opportunity for them to see like there needs to be more time allowed to adjust things on the car. It can't be park for me. You've got to have more than 3 hours to adjust what needs to be adjusted after you've done all the racing, and then you're throwing the car into a full sprint.
New
race, and then nothing, and then you've got to go to a race on Sunday. So like if they're not going to allow more time for mechanical adjustments, then you're really doing a disservice to the cars, the drivers, the engineers, like
the fans.
I agree. Like the fans need to have, you know, like we need to understand why things are happening, but they also need to allow more time because it is a safety concern. And if you are concerned about, you know, for this example, like the porpoising coming back and like the low floors, okay, then allow for the time to figure that out. And I'll get into, because you guys know I love a rule, and I'll get to all of this stuff when we get there. But like, I have thoughts, and I really would like an open forum with the FIA because I've had it.
So we start off with, okay, and I'm not even going to hit it again, but like the chronology of all of this annoys the shit out of me, but it is what it is. So we do our qualies, and I'm filled with joy. Because who comes in first? Well, not Charles, but Max. But then, you know, he exceeded
the limits. Second place feels like first. Yeah.
He exceeded the limits. He cheated. He didn't cheat. He just didn't. Just broke a rule. He didn't cheat. Don't come for me. But like, sorry. You didn't get it. And Charles was on pole and he seemed filled with joy. And that filled me. That would fill my cup before someone dumped it on my face. On Sunday. But like a qualies were, there's some excitement. There was some new, like there was new players. There was like, we all
Haas had high hopes. Good. Haas looked great. I was very impressed. And like the package that they brought, the upgrades that they brought this weekend, I was like, this is hopeful for Haas.
Yeah.
Like this was great racing for them. The hopeful car looks great.
That's a shirt. Yes. Hopeful yes. for.
We said, We thought this was going to be Logan's race. Like, he was going to have a heck of a ride, and it was going to be great. And then, you know, for qualies, it didn't happen for Logan. No. We're like, for the love. Like, what do we need to do with this kid? Not today. You know, but.
Bless him.
We're always just going to be there like, all right, kid, come on. Yeah, you can
get
do it.
You get it.
Get Come it. On. But qualies weren't his thing. But, you know, we were happy for the way that it turned out because I was like, well, I personally think it's great when Max has to start back in sixth place because it at least gives us, you know, at least four laps of interesting racing when we finally get to Sunday. So it's like, oh, it's great.
It does like make for a little bit of fun to be like, how fast? Like that should be a prop bet.
Yeah.
It's like how fast, how many laps will it take for Max to get back to first place? You know, like we know he's going to get there. It's really just a matter of like who makes it tough for him, like who's going to put up a good fight for a lap, you know, who's going to hold him off.
Yeah.
Who's going to zip past?
Like exactly. Well, then we zipped on into Saturday and that sprint shootout, I was a little wild too. I was like, "Woo!" So many excitements and so many like just things that you weren't expecting to see. I wasn't expecting to see, you know, the AlphaTauris look that great. I was like, okay, Daniel. Okay. I mean,
Define great.
They looked better than they have. Well, no, I take that.
Hang on.
I'm getting there. They looked good. We saw them look great with Liam Lawson in them. I can say that. I admit that. I would really like to see Liam Lawson in the AlphaTauri seat because he's driving the car better than my sweet boy, Daniel Ricciardo.
So, I'm going to say my big win for the weekend, because I have none others than this exact moment. My only win coming out of this weekend is that I got Shannon to admit, both now on the podcast and in a text chain, that right now in this car, in this moment, Liam Lawson is the superior driver.
That is confirmed. I did say that.
The call that is confirmed.
The call is confirmed. The call on the field stands. I did say that and I was like, okay. And
you regret it, but you know it's true.
Well, that was when I think it was going into Q, coming out of Q2. He's like, sorry, guys, it's another P11. And I was like, he sounded like the soul had been sucked out of his body. And I was like, maybe it is time. Maybe after this season, as much as it, like, I would love to see him keep driving a car. I honestly don't know if this is for him anymore.
I don't think it is. And there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
He can be like a mascot. He can be like an ambassador.
Oh, mascot.
Lord knows he wants to be a cowboy. Like, just send him dressed like a cowboy everywhere.
Hi. If we could do like a full mascot that looks like Daniel Ricciardo, and Daniel Ricciardo is the actual mascot, I would
Coda.
Hate that.
There's a great idea for you, Coda.
You're
do
welcome.
Do you guys have a mascot? There it is.
It's Daniel Ricciardo in a cowboy hat. Actual mascot.
Yeah, actual mascot. You can make one of those like really thin blow-ups. Like, I can yes. see it now.
Oh, it's going to be great. I got a guy. I'll make it happen.
Yeah, I know you have a guy. Shannon has a friend that makes those.
I do. Enough. I do. It's great.
So, yeah. Anyways, but back to the sprint of it
back
all.
To the sprint.
It happens so fast, too. Like, I know that's the – but it's just like you're 5 minutes, boom, boom, boom. Boom.
Yeah, they are fast. So this is where, I mean, I like a sprint format. I like this format. I've said it before. I think it's, you know, it does. It just makes Saturday an interesting race day. Now, Max came on and said, I don't like a sprint because it takes away the magic of, like, you know, when you wake up Sunday, who's going to win. And, like, I understand what he's saying. But
because you've seen so much of the car.
Right. You kind of know what's going to happen and you know who's going to be where, which I, again, valid point. I think it's valid.
Yeah.
But what always drives me to like the point of like, I can't stop watching the very first corner that of the race, because that's the one that like everyone's going full throttle. Everyone's trying to be super aggressive, like, you know, wheels out or elbows out and like all the stuff. And you're like, oh, what's going to happen? And, you know, historically, this track, that turn one is tough. I mean, you're going up
it
that
is,
hill,
yeah.
and it's like, you know, that hairpin turn. You're like, yeesh. So, I mean, it's a tough corner. And I was really surprised we didn't get more kerfuffles than what
more
we got.
Action.
But I was like, whoop, okay. But I always hold my breath to that first corner. So no matter who, when you wake up Sunday and you're like, I already know how the car's going to run, you don't know what's going to happen at the takeoff and at the first turn. So, like, if you watch nothing else, watch that in Formula One, and then you'll be like, okay. I mean, it might be the only excitement you get until the last lap, but at least it's exciting.
I will say I kind of agree with Max on this one. I think that there's a happy medium. And like, again, I'm going to beat this horse till it's dead. But like, I think the format of last year sprints is that solution where it's like quali to sprint. And sprints to race, because I think the addition of the second quali is where things get like, it just feels like that's where I feel like it's just too much. Like, why can't that just be another practice? Like, I don't know. That's where, and I do agree with Max where he's like, you don't know, like you lose a little bit of the anticipation of like what to expect with the upgrades and like how they're going to drive and all that. I do like watching a sprint, so I can see both sides of it. And I do understand obviously the money aspects of it. Like nobody, there's no.
Yeah. I'm not sure that there's like a perfect balance between the two. You know,
it just feels like it makes Sunday less important.
I don't think so. I mean, cause that's the race, you know, like that's, I feel like that Sunday is like the fun day. I mean, sprints have become more exciting because they are so fast and because you're not like, you know, when you only have, what was it, like 17 laps, 19 laps, or like whatever it was, you know, that's a quickie. It's over and it's done. And you're like, okay, you know, anybody can go full out, you know, for 19 laps and you don't have, yes, there's strategy, but there's not
as much,
you know, it's a quick one. Which, you know, leads us into, is the sprint the best thing for these cars?
Well, that's what I'm going to say, too. It's also like a lot of deg on the car, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think that the current format of it is beneficial from either the fan side or the, I don't think it's like the best format for the sprint right now. I think that there is a place for it. I just don't think we have, like, got the secret sauce down yet.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. Well,
then we're at the race.
And then we're at the race. You know, when you forget about Saturday, no longer matters because now you have the way things shook down on Friday's qualies. going into the start of the race on Sunday. And I
you gotta go back to the future. You gotta go back to the future.
Yes.
So it's also like, what if you have like a shitbag Saturday and then it's like, it's kind of like, do you pull that into Sunday? Like, that's where I kind of also, it doesn't feel like a fresh start. You could have a shitbag
quali and it would still be the same thing. Like, you're still going to screw yourself over for Sunday if you had a shitty quali. So it's kind of the same.
What if you had a shitty Friday and an awesome Saturday and then you have to go back to shitbag Friday, you know? Like,
well, then you're using that awesome Saturday energy and you're like, I got this. You're living in delusion at that point. You're like, fuck it, I'll start from Park Fair May and I'll still up in the points. Lance Stroll. So
this
you
is
know.
The difference between an optimist and a pessimist. Because I'm like, what the if you want to know the difference, that's it right there. I'm like, well, if you had a bad Friday, you're just gonna be in a bad fucking headspace. And she's like, you're gonna be fine.
You're gonna be fine. It's gonna be great. You're gonna be crushed.
And I'm gonna be like, you're gonna be pissed. okay, but yeah, so we race it. Also, let's talk about how McLaren is so it right now.
They are, but the heartbreak I had when poor Oscar had to retire that McLaren. I was like,
I know,
no, because he's been on my fantasy team, giving me the points, and I was like, no, and I put Daniel Ricciardo in there. That wasn't great. And then Alex Albon was also on my team. And that wasn't great until the end of the race when the others got disqualified. And then that moved him up to points. And I was like, well, okay, he didn't totally take over my fantasy team, but I would have preferred for my king to have kept his crown.
Well, obviously. I would prefer my prince, you know, to just not be out of the points.
Yes. Okay. So we get to the final. Well, first of all, let me ask you this question. When I think it was lap 10, Joe goes in for new tires. Were you like, he knows there's like 56 laps, right? Like, why is he coming in at lap 10? Like, even like the announcers were, Crofty and Brenda were like, this is different. Like, I was like, yeah, I don't know. Why is Joe going in? But then it like set that trickle effect for the, I think Albon came in and Bottas shortly after, but it was like that layer of people that were fighting each other. Like, oh, he's getting tired. Shit, we better go. And I was guys, I don't know that that was really the right strategy. But again, this track was confusing for everywhere. It was very bumpy. It was super windy. And
it was hot.
The temps were, you know, hard to gauge because it was hot, but it was not as hot as big because of the wind. So you're like, what is going on out there? I don't know. So that I thought that was interesting. And I was like, I don't know that I've seen a lap 10 tire change from this many people right out of the gate. Well, but, you know.
Well, didn't he start on softs though?
I don't think so. I thought he was on mediums. Yeah. Maybe it was on hard. I don't know.
It's just like also this new, like where you have a certain, the tire being less and like on a sprint, it messes up with like your tire strategy, I feel like a little bit.
And it's like you can only use like a little bit of your tires on Saturday because you have to have them for Sunday. I mean, I agree. I don't love the new tire format at all. Like it's very confusing and it's, I don't know. I feel like there's better ways to.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like there's just like the way we've got it set up is not ideal. But you know what was ideal? That Max wrote the playbook on how to get a good start on this race on Saturday when he jumped on Charles. And then Charles got both days in a row, which I hated. But like that move that Max did on Saturday in the sprint was just like, oh, okay. Like this is how you do it. Cue the Montel Jordan. This is how we do it.
Yeah. It's impressive. Like, I mean, he's a great starter. And like when he doesn't have a great start, like that's the only mistake that you can capitalize on until it becomes like a pit stop.
And I think that's Lando's, like his thing. Cause he's gotten a good jump before even on Max. Mm-hmm. And so yeah, from the jump, it was just like, it wasn't it for Charles. And from the jump, it was also like the strategy's not going to support Charles.
Yeah.
But you know what? It was a good day for Lewis Hamilton. Do you want to talk about Lewis?
I would love to talk about Lewis. I was really impressed with him all weekend because there's a difference. Yeah. Like when you're looking at like the two Mercedes, and obviously I feel like, you know, Lewis is getting the upgrades and George is getting minimal upgrades, because I'm not seeing, like, the two cars don't look the same to me right now. But there's times where it's like Lewis can do Lewis things in this car and it works.
Yeah.
George doesn't have George things yet. Do you know what I mean? Like, his George things is usually comes in mistakes. And I'm like, you're not there yet. So, like, just hold the phone just a minute. And, like, Lewis has the season and the experience.
And the confidence. And obviously, the confidence. In the car.
I mean, he knows what he's doing. And this, I think this car and this package really suited him. And he loves this track and he does really well here. So it's like, okay, you know, he has that kind of confidence.
He was checking the boxes this weekend. It was like the car, like the track, like the people, like the vibes.
Yeah. And it was great. I loved it. I mean, I loved watching him race. It was very exciting. And there was a time when during this race where it was Lewis in front of Max, and both me and the girls were like, oh, God, it's like the good old days. You know?
I know. There, like, was a moment.
So good. It's just so good. Like, you missed that type of, like, you know,
which this race did feel like it had a little bit more of that, like, old school Max, not old school, like, very recent, but, like, that's the vibe between them. Obviously, like, a little bit roles reversed, but like, it did have a little bit of that.
Yeah. I do want to talk about, like, the tire strategy of, like, them bringing in Lewis about three or four laps after everybody else got tires. And he was like, hey, guys, we coming in? We going to come in? And this is where Mercedes drives me nuts. And it's like, you guys always take this gamble and it very rarely pays off.
Even, like, Max said it.
Yeah, I was like, this is dumb. Like, why do you think that you're the ones that's going to crack the code when you don't even have the right numbers to crack it? Like, this ain't it. This ain't it.
Max even said that Mercedes could have won the race if they used a better strategy. He's like,
I agreed.
Call me, guys. I could have, like, given you the hot tips. Like,
I mean, we owe a lot to, like, to Lewis getting the gaining that he did. And when he was picking the pockets of the Ferraris and, like, taking out Lando, I was like, this is it. Like, Max is next and he's gunning for him. And I say this, like, every race, like, he just needs two more laps and he's going to win, like, or, like, take over whoever he's chasing, which is awesome. But, like, if Mercedes can just dial it back, you know, and get the two laps to him before the end of the race, that's what we need. And I don't understand why we can't figure that out. But I will say, the Max's brakes and his complaining about his car this race was the greatest gift.
Brought me so much joy.
The American GP that we have ever seen. I'm like, this is.
Don't talk in the braking.
I'm braking.
I told you not to talk in the braking.
I mean, he's so mad. But then when he called the car a piece of shit.
Oh, I know.
I would have given anything for them to just pan to Christian and Adrian Newey just staring at each other like, this motherfucker, this spoiled little motherfucker. You know, like, when your parent would just, like, take you by the ear and be like, get in here, you know? This is the greatest car we have ever seen. And you're going to call it a piece of shit? Oh, man.
The announcers were like, everyone would love this piece of shit.
Yeah.
Like, everyone is like, I'll take it, Max. Just let me have the piece of shit.
That sounds great. Yeah. Sorry your brakes are having a bad day, but, like, you haven't had a bad day with this car all season. So.
Also, you're so far ahead. You're going to be fine. Like,
yeah, you have 466 points. Stop. You've already won. You've already won the championship. Like,
he was, like, 7 seconds ahead of everybody else, too, at some of the points, too. You're like, it's good. It's good, buddy. You're going to be fine.
But it was really impressive that, you know, Lewis almost caught him and this is the closest we've had to anybody, you know, to Max finishing this season. So I think it ended it with a 2.2. Is that what the final gap between the two of them was?
I think so. It was pretty small.
So I was like, that's impressive and I'll take it. I was so excited. I was like, but it felt weird. There was a weird feeling about this, like, how he finished. And I was like, this is great, but I wish it would have felt better in the moment, because it almost felt like, yes, second place, but it's like, but we were so close to first.
And, like, you say that every week. Remember, Shannon, we say this every week. That's like, if he had five more laps.
I know. That's, but I'm like, this was like the one where I was like, this is it. This is it. This is it. And then I was like, this isn't it.
No, it's not it.
It wasn't it. And it wasn't always... it at the end either, because as luck would have it.
At least you got to see him celebrate.
Yeah, but you know, that's even worse. We were celebrating. It's like, oh, you have to take that back. You know what? Give back all the confetti that you stuffed in your pocket.
Go throw it on Lando.
Just give it to that guy. Just give it to Lando.
I think it'd be worse to be the fourth place person than you move up, because you didn't even get to do all the fun stuff. You didn't get to play on the podium. You didn't get to, like...
Science is fine with it. Science is just using that as like a thanks. Still beating my friend Charles over there. Thanks. Because you know that's what he's saying. That's what he's saying.
So, I'm over it. Like, I'm over it. Like the way Charles said he's over it, and that we're going to have a talk when we get back to the garage.
To the garage. Yeah.
He said, we're going to talk about this. And I hope he did. I hope they did talk about it. I hope he told him his feelings.
No, because Charles isn't thinking anymore, because he can't think anymore because it hurts. It hurts too bad.
Well, I shared my thoughts on it on the talks, but in the words of Gretchen Wieners, Brutus is just as cute as Caesar. Brutus is just as smart as Caesar. We should all just kill Caesar. I mean, I can't. The way they want to hurt this man at Ferrari is just, it's inexplicable and unnecessary.
Well.
But I have nothing. Hey, let's talk about Alpine for a second.
Okay. Let's talk about
all the peoples. The peoples were there for Alpine. We talked last week about how they got.
Told you they were coming.
The people. And can we talk about the Taylor Swiftification of the F1? Because it was everywhere.
Everywhere. I mean. They had a bracelet making station, like friendship bracelet station at COTA. A++, way to go.
We've got the jerseys. We've got the music in the background of the videos. We've got the 1989 covers from Alfa Romeo. Why did they do that? I don't know. Like, we've got the jerseys. The Taylor Swiftification of F1 cannot be stopped.
No, I hope it does.
I wish
stop.
It would stop, though. I wish I it know. Would.
Oh. No, let it live. Let it live. Let it breathe. Let it live.
I just can't. You know that the European Formula One fans are unwell.
They already hate us. And this, like, you know, they hate the Austin GP, like, the most.
The most.
And the most. And they're like, oh, for the love. This too. Now we have this. Like, it's just the most American thing we could do at the American GP. Is to celebrate our American pop princess.
Yeah, but we had Pierre and Esty in the Mahomes and Ma'ato jerseys. We had Rory was in the house for Alpine
carrying helmets, carrying the lids for Esteban.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, he was carrying Esteban's lid.
And then we had, what's the fighter's name that was there that's going to fight Tyson Fury soon?
Oh, yeah.
He was doing like the warm ups with Pierre, like he was doing the
ball drop
reflex
agility stuff. Yeah.
Training with him. He's like on the mic with Pierre, like in the headset on the radio.
See, you're like, are they going to give input? I'm like, yes, they are, because they are athletes and they're going to give their advice, because this is a space, even though it's a different sport, they have sport knowledge. Elite athletes talking to elite athletes. Of course, they're going to give their ideas and thoughts.
It
just felt good that the universe was like, yes.
The universe was, you're right. But they were showing up and showing out. But I was a little bit surprised there was no Ryan Reynolds. He wasn't there.
He was not there. Yeah. He must be on location.
If we wanted a full Taylor Swift experience, I can't believe we didn't have Blake and Ryan there too.
Well, I'm sure they'll be in Vegas.
Oh, that's a good call.
Yeah. I bet we'll see them there.
That's a good call.
Okay, we have to talk about the penalty that broke our hearts into 700,000 different pieces.
Okay, before we do that, I'm going to, you'll never say this, but I'm going to, because I feel like I have to be the voice of all the people you hate, of all the teams you hate, people you hate. But Lando had a good race.
Oh, absolutely. Listen, I'm not a Lando stan. I don't know that I'll ever be, but. The kid can race. Like, he had
his dad was there too. Maybe he was like really extra enthused because his dad was there.
His dad's pretty
cute.
His
dad's kind of hot.
Yeah. So have you peeped on Mr. Piastri? He's pretty cute, too. Yeah. Maybe do a little light Googling.
I know that Lando's dad is, you know, has a lot of disposable income, so.
Yeah. Just a little bit.
He just popped over. Yeah. But, yeah, maybe, like, dad was there. The upgrades are good. Like, you know, justice for McLaren for really turning it around, because things were bleak at the beginning.
They were very bleak in the beginning.
And now it's bleak for Aston Martin.
And, oh. But also, hats off for starting in Parc Fermé and Lance Stroll ending in the points, because that doesn't happen very often.
Justice for Lance Stroll.
I don't know that it ever has. The fact that he didn't crash the car, did something, you know, really bonehead this weekend is really impressive. So good job.
Also, Lance not making it onto that poster that they put Felipe Drugovich on there. And we're like, did you guys get something that we didn't know? Like, what?
Same. I was like, this is like a really big miss. Like, who was in charge of the signage? And we're like, this is Lance Stroll.
Signed and you're off
like,
on it.
No, it's not. And this guy's if not going to. No, no.
If you didn't know, they were like put up all these like banners and like wraps of things. And I think drivers, this was like on a fence, and it was like a driver. All the drivers like on a fence wrap, and the Aston Martin driver was not Lance Stroll.
No, I was like, that's guys.
That's not him.
That's not him.
And his dad's name is like, you know, on the building. Like, maybe we should like
sort of double check your work there. Yeah. Yes.
Somebody got in big trouble for that one. So.
I hope
so.
Yeah.
Justice for McLaren, justice for Lance. And because of this penalty, justice for Logan Sargeant getting in the points.
We did say that this was like Logan was going to get points this race. We felt it in our bones that we were like, this is going to be Logan's race. And lo and behold,
it was.
Because the powers that be also listened to the pod and were like, yes, we agree. But the only way we can do this is to manipulate
the
standing. And then we'll give Logan the points. And I'm like,
the F1 Lord giveth and he taketh
away. Because that's exactly what happened. We had a penalty for Charles and for Lewis.
Yeah, the F1 God is an Old Testament God. He's not a
gosh, this one really hurt. Because, I mean, it is a clear violation of the rule. So I can't just be like, oh, but it's a dumb one. Like, a dumb. And I'll tell you why I think it's dumb. Because out of the 17 cars that finished, they only checked four.
Four.
They didn't even check the other Mercedes and the other Ferrari. They just checked 1, 2, 3 and didn't even go 4 or 5. They went straight to Charles's car, which I was like, what the fuck? So they get this violation.
It's kind of like drug testing or stuff like that too, isn't it? Where they just like do a random sample.
It's not a random sample.
Or am I mistaken on that? It's not a random. Okay. That's what I assumed. I just assumed it was like, every time they pull four cars and it's a random sample.
So what guided them to these cars is that the infraction is the rear skid in the area defined in the technical delegates report was outside the thresholds outlined in Article 3.5.9E, the FIA formula of technical regulations, which really it's not like that's.
So basically, there was like a mark,
So in the case of the worn floor, the skid plate gives off a strong smell that can arouse suspicion from the pit wall.
Got it.
Yeah. A better read is on the onboard footage with the FIA. We'll monitor to see if the driver's head are wobbling as a result of the botting out over the bump. So this was put into place to help with the porpoising and controlling the porpoising. And the way that this happens is the cars were lowered this weekend to try to combat the track conditions. Now, they did that on Friday. So you go through qualies and you have this, but you don't have time to fix any adjustments in the car.
You go through qualies, then the sprint.
And then you go into sprints. And then there's track deg that's happening as well. But then there's all these, you know, imperfections that are happening to the car as a result of the track, as a result of the wind. So all of these things are going into effect. And it's like, they could have done this to any of the cars, but they didn't. Yeah. They only chose these four.
They chose violence.
They did chose violence. And I was like, this seems very targeted, in my opinion. So it's like, okay, well, this is what I was like. Okay, if it's omitting a smell, like how do you know what car is smelling? Like they're going by pretty fast and they're pretty close together. Like how do you know? And then there's like, and I, because they didn't do this testing in Japan. They only tested 3 cars in Qatar, and it was after the race. So it was like, okay. But then there's this 30-minute window that you can challenge, like, okay, I want to do this. But after that, the cars are released to be broken down. So we can't even go back at this point to look to see if this happened to anybody else, because after that window, and they were really meticulous too. And this is the timing of this. It really pisses me off, because it was like you have 30 minutes after the race and this infraction happened at like 27 minutes. So I'm like, you got to be kidding. Like, again, and it wouldn't feel like such a personal attack on Mercedes and Ferrari if the timing of it would have been, I don't know, not so suspicious. So, again, I get it. The rule is black and white. You do it and you get disqualified. I understand the rule. I don't like it. I don't like how it affected my team, my driver. But I also think they need to kind of figure this out, because I don't feel like this is the most sportsman way to enforce a rule.
I agree. There's a great explanation of like what Ferrari did wrong too. Yes. I posted to our stories, but they have it obviously on their, you know, main feed of one of their engineers breaking down like what happened, and like you know, like owning it, but being like, here's why it happened, here's why we were in that position, like, and basically was saying what Shannon said is like, we don't have, the car goes into Parc Fermé after after the first practice session, so like then we're kind of screwed, and we weren't even able to adjust this to like figure it out. So
so I get it. I don't like it, but it did knock out our boy Lewis, knocked out our boy Charles. They got disqualified. So that's kind of a bummer, given that this is, you know, the best finish Merck has had for Lewis anyway. But then that projects Lando to second place, Carlos to third. So, I mean, and the trickle-down effect happens for a lot of these drivers. So you get Albon in the points, you get Logan in the points, which is great. We love that for them. Would have loved it not to have been, you know.
It was given, not earned.
That's the name of the pod.
Given, not earned.
Yeah. So that one, I'm not going to lie, that one hurt, but also like.
It just felt like you can't hurt me anymore. Like, yeah, it was the Charles fan in me is just like, you can't hurt. I can't even like, you can't hurt me.
I have no more feelings. I mean, you can't hurt me if I don't have a feeling.
I have nothing left to give. No.
So on a more positive note, Danielle, who was your driver of the day?
I feel like it's like driver of the day and then like driver of the weekend.
Okay.
That's how I feel. Cause you know, sprint. I think driver of the day was Max, because just like from all around, all angles, he came back from 6th. The car's amazing. He gave us Bradley Max. He also gave us kind of like magnanimous Max. Like at the end, you know, he said he's still a rookie compared to Lewis, you know, when they asked him about his 50th win. Shannon's rolling her eyes.
I am rolling my eyes right now, because it feels like that was they're like, Max, you're such a dick on the radio. You're going to have to say something or the public will crucify you. So if you could please. Did you also hear, and people do this, but like when Max was on the podium and they booed him.
Supposedly that wasn't about him though. I read in the comments when they were talking about that, I was actually on the like ESPN F1 page. Okay. And they posted about it, and like a bunch of people who were at the race commented in the on the post and said that people were booing because they were booing at Greg Abbott, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, because he was up there at the same time.
Okay.
And like was up there, so giving Max, I guess, the trophy, or like at the point when Max went up there was when Greg Abbott was up there. And
okay,
so whether they were booing Max, I don't know, but I'm just clarifying in case that was the case.
Okay, that makes me feel better, because I mean, you know me, I don't like it either. Max, I think it's so stupid. I will never boo anybody. Like, that's just ridiculous.
I just think it's so silly. I mean, also you can be like friend, like with your fan, like with your friends. Like if I'm next to a friend that's a Max fan, I'm like, oh, boo Max, but I'm not gonna like join
that Mercedes
group
fan and the McLaren fan. And she just car washes his face. I'm like, oh, that's ballsy.
But it looked like they were kind of having like a good time.
Like ribbing each other, which is fun.
But yeah, so I just wanted to clarify the booing thing because I read that this morning.
Great.
And yeah, I'm out on the booing too. It's just like so juvenile.
Like, we don't need to do
which
that.
Max is juvenile, but like also,
you know,
I also think he kind of likes it when people boo him.
Yeah, because he doesn't care. He's like,
yeah,
you know,
he's fuck you. I just won.
One day you're a villain, next day you're a hero. Fuck off. Like,
but yeah, I just think that he had a great, and Kelly was there. I said she wasn't going to be there. Surprise, I was wrong. Yeah. Yeah, Kelly was there. She knows she's probably staying for Mexico. They're going to make a real nice little jaunt out of it.
Yeah, she loves Mexico City.
50th win. So, you know, Max is my driver of the day for the race. But my driver of the weekend is Lando Norris.
Okay. Okay, he did just have
a great showing. He had a great weekend.
He did. That is the truth. Mm-hmm. My driver of the day is Lewis Hamilton. Because I thought he did a hell of a job managing what strategy he was on. It was not the right one, but
it was not.
But he did it.
You know, that happens. That happens to the best of them. It does.
Now I understand. I understand. Mm-hmm. I understand. Yeah,
we've been waiting for you over here.
Well, I'd like to go back now, please. I don't like it here.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, I don't love it. I don't know why you've been here for so long. Just get out.
It's not great.
Get out.
It's not great.
I think I wrote it in a text to you at some point. I'm like, I don't care how red the car is, like this Ferrari business, you got to get out. Like, I can't take it.
Deep sighs over at Ferrari fandom HQ. Wow.
It is bleak.
So Fosi HQ is just heavy sighing.
A lot of the Italian fingers together. Who's your P1?
My P1 goes to Team Alpine for really just like going big. They said, McLaren, we saw you last year trying to like be the baddies of the USGP. We saw you in Miami trying to take, you know, steal all the shine, and we're reclaiming our time.
Hats off to Alpine because they nailed it.
Also, justice for, like, they didn't talk, like, I feel like this didn't get a lot of the pickup because obviously it's not going to, but like, Pierre was at the Spurs game with Victor Wembanyama and
Tony Parker,
like, with his little French boys.
Yes.
You know, I'm here for the NBA moment of it all. Like, props to Team Alpine for doing the most in Texas.
They really did. They showed up and showed out in the most Alpine way, which was great.
I don't necessarily like love some of the crossover work, but I just feel like they did do the most, and I applaud them for, you know, going hard in the paint.
The best crossover work I saw at the paddock was Yuki and Pierre playing basketball together, and Pierre picking up Yuki so he could slam dunk.
Oh,
and
so
I was
cute.
Like, this is the cutest thing I've ever seen. I miss that pair together so much.
Did you see where somebody took it and made Yuki like the tiny? There's the always little. Those accounts that make them the little, and they made Yuki the little Yuki, and that was so cute.
So cute.
Also, I was going to say something about the basketball of it, but my brain just flew away. So. Oh, well, no, I know what it was. The bolo ties.
Oh, can we? We'll talk about that in a second. Hang on, because I have questions or thoughts. My P1 is Max's brakes, because that provided us for twofold the most entertaining of the radio by far all week. And it allowed Lewis to gain on Max, because without those brakes having an issue, I don't think Lewis would have been as close to
Max. No, for sure.
But thank you.
Also, can we talk about Ginger Spice being back and just filming like mom? Like, she's just filming Max on the podium all in white. Just Jerry's getting the videos. And I'm like, Jerry, how many of these do you have? I mean, probably 49. Like,
she's going to do a compilation reel at the end of the year.
Yeah. So like every day, 1 second of Max. Like, I know he's your all's other son. But I'm like, do you need the video? Like, who are you showing this to?
I don't know. Like, it is funny. Like, you have a videography team, like multiple of them on your staff. Like, you don't really need to pull out.
And there's somebody videoing you, videoing Max. Like, you have all the angles covered.
Right. Like, this ain't it.
Like, who are you showing it to?
I don't know.
It's like the concert footage. Like, who is Jerry? Is Jerry making a reel? Like,
Exactly.
I don't know, but
yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
It's great. Okay. So the neckties of it all, what are they called?
Bolo ties.
Bolo?
Bolo. B-O-L-O. Bolo.
Okay. Bolo ties. Some of these were great.
They were like belt buckles. They had like individual characteristics. And I'm sure they've done belt buckles before. So that's why we went to bolo ties.
Which was, I love the idea. I love the idea. But when I was going through these, I was like, the rubber ducky for Carlos Sainz, I was like, okay, there, a lot of thought went into that one. But then fast forward to the Alpine of it all. Esteban Ocon gets one that says like simple and elegant. And it's like the most boring one of all. And I'm like, what is that? Simple and elegant? What part of Ocon like omits simple and elegant? Like, out of the drivers on the grid, I'm not sure that's the one.
But who
but
is
also,
then?
It's like,
who is the most simple and elegant?
I think he Zhou was Guan the Yu. One. Yes.
Zhou Guan Yu is simple and elegant.
Hands down. Hands mm-hmm. down. But like, I think they were like, oh shit, we only have 19. Who did we forget? Who's the little, oh.
It should have said BFF on it.
It should have something like, but
like it should have been like BFF or like a friendship race, like, you know, bestie, like
Estee bestie. Yeah. I don't know. It was, I was like, that wasn't it, guys. There was plenty that were good, but then that one, I was like, that is bad.
Who do you think will actually wear their bolo tie again? And there's only one answer.
Daniel Ricciardo.
Actually two. There's two. Oh, I was going to say Valtteri Bottas.
Yes.
Also shout out like, to my to my friends at the Sunday Scary at Washed Media and Sunday Scaries, because I've done some work with them like at my 9 to 5, and they were there with Alfa Romeo and they sent me a picture of them just chatterboxing with Valtteri Bottas, and I was big jealous. Yeah, big jealous. Same.
That was pretty epic on all fronts.
Mm-hmm. They said he was great. They said they gave him 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10 marks.
The day we get to meet him, Danielle, it'll be a core memory. We might even tattoo the date.
I might get a bicycle, a helmet designed by Tiff, and a cup of coffee all on my all on my arm.
All on your arm. Just
I'll do one of those sticker. Isn't that like a thing now? Sticker arms.
Like sticker tattoos. Mm-hmm. Also, big shout out to F1 Academy this weekend for having a lot of exciting news, because we have Bianca, who is now the first female at McLaren. So that is exciting.
She's dope.
She is. Yeah.
She just seems so cool. She does. Gives me like girl Lewis Hamilton vibes.
But did you
just
see
like
how
so much cooler than everybody?
Yes. I agreed. But also her fangirl over Lewis when she got to meet him was like, she is all of us. Where you just like,
but she just exudes like cool girl, like effortless cool girl, like bad. Yes. Like badass, just like
agreed.
Want to be like her. And the hair is beautiful. I mean, that's not
everything. She's fantastic. But just, and she's badass in the car. Like, obviously,
that's what I'm saying. She's just like
great.
She's just dope.
Yeah. So, congrats to Bianca and congrats to, I think it's Marta Garcia.
Oh, yeah. Who won?
Yeah. So, that was impressive. I love the initiative that Susie Wolf is doing with this, and she's really putting, I think, all chips in. So definitely want to start chatting more about F1 Academy, because I think that fans of the sport, like, this is the next chapter, and I think it's super important to give them the attention. But it also felt
Marta,
like
Marta and Bianca also feel give me very much like Lewis and Valtteri vibes, because like Marta's kind of just like whatever, cool, like she seems like super DJ AF, and then like Bianca, they're not a pair, but I'm just saying like we're talking about them together. Yeah. And I feel like they would make a great F, like if we needed an F1 all female like pairing, like they would be a great one, and they would be giving me big Lewis Valtteri vibes. Just like one that's just like that. I'm here to be on the squad, and one's just like I'm main character energy.
Yeah, I love that.
Martin Carlos was also cute. He was there, you know, giving her the love, giving her the driver championship, taking pics. It's cute.
It was really cute. But loved how it felt like Susie Wolf was like, listen, to both George and Lewis, they're like, I'm gonna need you to be
to show up.
Like, you know, Lewis is going to be there regardless. He's there for the initiative. He's going to put the time in. George, it almost felt like I'm texting you where to be. I expect you to be here. Yes. Do not disappoint me. Like, I mean, you know, when you get the text from Susie, you're like, whoop, mom's mad. Gotta go.
Yeah. Also, just like, everyone go look at Marta Garcia Lopez 19's photos with Carlos, because their energy, her and Carlos Sainz took like pictures together because they're both Spanish drivers. And so there's like a little bit, but they were meeting and taking photos, and their energy is very matched pair. Like she seems like they're standing the same.
Oh, yeah.
They're just like wearing the same outfit, essentially. Like, it's pretty funny.
That's funny.
I'll share it to my stories. They're both standing like hands on their hips, like the exact same pose. It just looks like a brother and sister, like same mannerisms and stuff.
Yes, it really does. They're cute. So cute.
Yeah, I mean, it was like a good racing weekend. There was like a lot happening. It was good times.
It felt like it took a long time too. It felt like a long weekend. I don't know if you felt that way, but maybe it's because we were the only two people not at this GP. So it felt like, as much as we loved everybody's content and we loved it, we were so happy for everybody that went. That was great. I would be lying if I said I wasn't jealous and that I was probably stalking a little bit more than I should have been, because I was like,
we were a little green this weekend.
We were. Not going to lie about that. We're big people. We can admit it.
We can admit it. I was like, look at you admitting it on the pod. You're the better person. I am just the one seething in the inside. But it's okay.
I've just been through more therapy, Danielle. That's all.
That's true.
I've got to work it out.
That's what this podcast is for me. No, it was really cool to see everybody there. It would have been cooler to be there, but we're good. You say it enough, just like Charles. If you don't think about it, it doesn't hurt. Just kidding.
No, we talk about in therapy.
Also, one other thing that came out of this weekend that I would like, that I'm jealous of, is those Gunter shirts that Haas put out.
Yes,
I gotta get my hands on one of those,
please. So good.
So yeah, okay. It was a good weekend. We got another, no waiting. We're going straight to Mexico. Going to Mexico.
Yeah.
Get in Max's plane, Lando. We're going to Mexico. I don't like when they're back to back, though. I do like when there's a week in between US and Mexico, because they go on like little trips to Tulum and like do some little vacating, but it's okay.
I mean, we do have a race in 4 days, so that's, you know, exciting. It's exciting. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, hang on. I'm just going to give a quick update for fantasy, we'll wrap up for today. Because this was a real mixed bag too, because of the way that everything like
shook out,
shuffled. Okay, so we're going to do this race, and then we'll do overall. And as always, if we mention you on the pod, please send us a DM, and we will mail you a sticker. Congrats to Maxtacy for staying in first place, and Zoom Zoom Zoomy for also staying in second place. And congratulations to Don't Go Racing My Heart for moving up to third place.
So, I love this performance. That was a great 1-2-3 performance, Shan.
Thanks. I was really thinking about it. I moved down to 16th place, just in case you were curious.
Charles Leclerc place.
I got Charles Leclerc on this race, which is...
Yeah, you did.
You know, not great, but here we are. But I did overall move up standings. Overall to 48th place, which is great for me.
She's on the rise.
The first place, congratulations to Maxtacy. Coming in at second place, we have Cousin Carlos. And moving back up to third place, Box Becky Box. Congrats. You all
Cheers.
Are amazing. You have figured out how to set your lineup and not forget about it, and also how to use your chips.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, big wins. Big wins. On the podium. Kiss the trophy and turn it to whatever color your nationality is. Also, like, it wasn't as exciting this time. Like, we already saw that in Japan, and we're like, cool, we already saw that. Like,
that's lame. Like a Japan knockoff. Like, don't do it again. Let that be Japan's thing.
That was a dupe. That was a dupe, as the kids say.
Another American ripoff. You're welcome.
That was a dupe. Like, okay, cool. Like, we should have just given them like a giant cowboy, like a bronze
like
cowboy.
Back in the day when they used to get the Pirelli cowboy hats.
Yeah, like that's cooler. We already saw that trophy. So
yeah,
Mexico, it's, you know, eyes on you. Don't do that again.
Don't do it again.
Like, we don't want that. But we do want you to follow us on Instagram and TikTok. F1 push push. You can see the reel I was talking about, my epic Mean Girls crossover.
Best one yet.
Yvette, always looking for those. As well as rate and review the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. It would make us happier than the FIA getting a stern lecture from Shannon. And until next time, push push.